saves. It's our opening hymn tonight. If we turn to the order of service and to the final meeting, the gospel meeting of 7 o'clock, let's sing together this hymn unto the praise of the Lord's great name on this final night of our missionary weekend. Let's stand and sing. Ask our other two Bible College students to lead us to the throne of grace just now, Alex and then Jonathan.
Let us come to the throne of God in prayer. Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have this evening to come to thy presence in prayer, to come to the throne of grace and mercy. We thank you for the access we have only by the shed blood and by the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Redeemer and our only Savior. We thank you, Lord, for this house of prayers, house of prayer, house of worship, this house of preaching. And we pray, O Lord, that as we gather here tonight, that your presence will be assured here in our midst. Father, we meet in vain if the presence of the Holy Ghost, if the presence of God is not here amongst us. So we pray, O Lord, that the Holy Ghost will work in all of our hearts, saint and sinner alike. O Father, we want to be assured of your presence here tonight. Amen. We don't want to be like that church in Laodicea that left Christ outside of the door. O Father, come here, O God of heaven. Come here and work amongst us and work in our hearts. Father, we thank you for such a meeting like this. We thank you for everything that has been done in all this weekend, every meeting, every report, every sermon, every message, every song. We thank you for everything that has been done, and we pray, O Lord, that everything will be to your glory and to the extension of thy kingdom. Father, we thank you for such a missionary weekend like this, O Lord, and we long for that day when we will be in heaven singing the praises of the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of all honor and all exaltation and all glory. And O Lord, we know that we will be with men and women from every tongue and tribe and nation, from every country of this world, and we will be rejoicing and singing the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Father, but we recognize that amongst us here tonight, there are some that are not assured of their salvation. There are some who are not saved yet, who have not come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will not be singing there if they don't come to Christ. And we pray, O Lord, for their souls. We pray, O Lord, that the Holy Ghost will work in their souls. O Lord, that you will work that mighty miracle of salvation, O Lord, and that tonight we will rejoice and sinners come into the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, O Lord, for all of us that are saved, O Lord, that we will consecrate all our lives to Thee. O Lord, as we heard this morning about what are we doing with our time, O Father, we pray that we will consecrate and dedicate all our time to Thee. Father, we thank You for this church, thank You for all that are gathered here. We pray, O Lord, also for those that would like to be here amongst us and they cannot be. We pray for the sick and for the infirm. And we pray, O Lord, that Your hand of blessing, Your hand of comfort will be upon them. We pray, O Lord, for those that are mourning, those that are going through very difficult times. Lord, be their rock and their refuge and their salvation in time of distress. We thank You, Lord, for everything that Thou hast done for us. O Lord, keep us in prayer and keep us listening to Thy word, O Father, and that we pray that You will work in our lives. We cry all this in the precious name of Christ. Amen. Amen.
Our God and our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank You that we can sing that Jesus saves. Lord, we thank You that we can echo that voice throughout the world that Jesus saves and that He came to this earth to live a perfect life and die a perfect death for our sins. Lord, we thank You for that title, that Jesus does indeed save. And we thank You for saving our own souls, Lord. We give You praise for the day and hour that You came into our lives and changed us by Your precious blood. And we pray that, Lord, that we would never forget that amazing truth that Jesus does save, Lord. And I pray that tonight that truth would be very real within this house. We lift up Your servant, the Reverend Brown, as he would seek to minister Your word tonight. Hide him behind the cross, Lord, and save that none would be seen save Christ. Lord, we thank You for this church, and we thank You for a missionary-minded church, and we pray at this time for our missionaries. We thank You for Noreen, for her being here this weekend, Lord, and we thank You for her being here over these past couple of months in deputation. We pray that You would strengthen her, and pray, Lord, as she would go back out to Uganda, that she would be blessed, Lord. You would give her fruit for her labour. And Lord, I pray for the other missionaries that have been prayed for over this weekend. We pray for Joanne Greer, Lord. We pray that You be with her as she goes back out to Liberia very shortly. Be with her. Bless her in her work, Lord. And we thank You for all of our missionaries, Lord. We thank You that we can spread the gospel. We can proclaim from the ends of the earth that Jesus does indeed save. And Lord, we pray for every aspect of this meeting that would take place. We pray that You would superintend over it. Lord, that You would be mouth matter and wisdom to everyone who would need it this evening. Lord, we pray for the reports. We pray that You would touch our hearts. And Lord, as we come to the ministry of Thy word, Lord, we pray that You would indeed open our ears to hear Your word, Lord, and fill Your servant with the Holy Ghost. Fill him with power from on high to be able to speak to our souls. And Lord, we pray for those who are sick, as Alex has prayed. Lord, we pray that You be with them, that You would comfort them and wrap Your arms of love around them at this time. We pray especially for Madge Bevan, Lord. We pray that You be with her and for Dave, Lord. We pray that You be with the family. Comfort them, Lord, and let them know that the arms of the Lord are ever about them. And Lord, we pray that everything that is done in this service this evening would be to Your honour and to Your glory. So Lord, come and come down with us and tabernacle with us this evening, that we may honour and worship and glorify Your Son's holy and precious name in this building this evening. We are come to worship, Lord, and we pray that we would worship You in spirit and in truth this evening. It's in Your Son's holy and precious name we ask all of these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank our students for leading us in prayer. Emmanuel Christian School and the Will of God is going to have a mini invasion in the summertime. And the Youth Fellowship are going there, members of it. We're going to ask two young men to bring a brief report, Aaron Johnson and Jordan McCauley. I believe that Jordan wants to lead the way. So Jordan, then Aaron. Thank you.
My name is Jordan McCauley and I'm a member of Hebron Youth Fellowship. In 2003, before I was born, my two older brothers and sister went on a trip along with my parents to visit Miss Noreen McAfee and the BCFC school in Kenya. Since then, they have often talked about that experience and how it has helped them to understand so much better about the work of the missionaries. In fact, Kyle, who is now 27, still says it was his best holiday ever. So then, when there was a talk of a group going out to Uganda, I was sure I wanted to go. Our travel will involve flying from Dublin to Amsterdam and then on to Entebbe, before continuing by route to school. We aim to leave early on the morning of Friday the 28th of June, which means I'll miss my last day of school, and arrive on the Saturday. We will have the Sunday in the church there, then spend the Monday to Friday doing activities with the school children there. The older secondary age children will be the same age as me, so it will be nice to join a youth fellowship type of meeting and play games to get to know them. Hopefully we get to play some rugby together too. On Saturday it is hoped that we will take the children out for a trip, and then on the Sunday we will have a parents' meeting at church. I think this trip will make missionary work more real to all of us, and it will give us all a better understanding of things we need to pray particularly for when we pray for missionary work. Please pray for the whole group as we travel, and that God will use us to be a blessing to all the kids in the school. Amen.
Hello, my name is Aaron, and I'm a member of the Hebron Youth Fellowship. I'm planning to go to Uganda next year with the rest of the group from our youth. Last year, when the Reverend Park asked us if we'd like to go to Uganda, I wasn't sure if he was being serious, but soon we realised that he was. I really wanted the opportunity to go and see for myself what life in the mission field is like. I've read books about it, watched DVDs, and listened to reports, but being there will be something so much better, and it'll make it real. It'll be like nothing I've ever done before. I'm looking forward to seeing the country, travelling on the dirt roads, seeing the school and meeting with the children there. While there, we will be conducting a holiday Bible club with the boys and girls of Emmanuel Christian School. I was glad to hear that their English is very good, although I hope they can understand our version of English. The children's meetings will involve singing choruses, learning memory verses, doing quizzes and teaching Bible stories. Outside of that, we will do sports and crafts with them. I think we will try to teach them some new sports like rugby, although a non-contact version, of course. I hope you will pray for us as we go to Uganda, and we hope that we will glorify God while we are there. Amen.
Thank you for your willingness to give a wee report tonight. Do pray for the Youth Fellowship members as they go. It will be a life-changing experience for them. Pray that they will be blessed in all that they do. Pray that the weather will be good. It is July, and for Uganda that means it's rainy season. There was one time we were there, we couldn't get in or out for a few days because of the atrocious conditions of the road outside. So do pray that the weather will be good enough to do the vocational Bible school. Throw out the lifeline. We'll come to sing this hymn together. It's a great challenge, reminding us that soon will the season of rescue be o'er. Soon will they drift to eternity shore. Haste then, my brother, no time for delay, but throw out the lifeline and save them today. There is urgency in gospel work and the throwing out of the lifeline of Christ. Let's stand to sing.
Thank you.
Very warm word of welcome to you on this last day of our last meeting of the missionary weekend, to the congregation, to those that have been at every meeting, to those that have been able to get as often as they can, and for those outside our congregation that have lingered on over the weekend, thank you for your support and your encouragement by your presence here. Welcome to those that are listening in also on sermon audio. Supper will be served tonight. It will be just here in the fellowship area this evening. You're welcome to stay. Monday to Friday is a very important time for our own congregation. That is because it is the week of prayer. Each night this week we're going to gather in the will of God at 8 o'clock to seek the throne of grace. We will bring a short Bible reading and a short exhortation each night, and then we will get down to the business of prayer. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's seek the Lord earnestly this week. Keep looking to the Lord. Keep reading His Word. Ask Him to speak to you. Daily light is always a great encouragement to us, and we do commend it to the congregation. There's much there for our consideration as we prepare our hearts this week. Then we do prepare a prayer list for the new year at the week of prayer. We'll be compiling that Monday to Thursday. Senior fellowship, 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning. The open air on Saturday at 11 in the centre of the town. There is a prayer service in the Lodge Hotel that the choir is taking part in or at. On Saturday night at 7:30, organised by Desi Coffey, Dr. Greenfield will be there singing, and I'll be bringing a short word. Next Lord's Day begins with prayer at 8 o'clock. Sabbath school, Bible class, and the regular services, 12 noon and 7. Pray for all these meetings that they will be owned in a particular way by the Lord Himself. Missionary Council envelopes and the school covenant is due next Lord's Day. Just to mention, the parents and toddlers group recommences on the 21st of January. And then we have a special month of testimonies in March, each Sunday night in March, and that will then lead us into the annual Bible conference at the end of March, beginning of April time, when the theme will be revival and various preachers coming to bring exhortation from the Word. The magazines, The Vision and the Let the Bible Speak are available to you today. And we commend all the sick that are on the prayer list to you and others that we know about. We have been much in prayer for Madge in these days, and we continue to remember her as she soon starts her treatment on the 21st of this month, and the others that are there on the list, please remember them. Adding to that, we have a prayer request for wee Ben Moffat. Ben goes to the Royal Victoria tomorrow to see the cardiologist, and prayer has been requested for that visit, that the hand of God will be upon the child for good. We've also received greetings from our sister Joy Gillespie in Nepal. She sends the greetings to the missionary weekend. We got that this evening before the meeting, so I pass that on to you. And finally, there is an after-church youth rally. If you're able to make it tonight, youth rally in Coleraine at 8:45. We mentioned that this morning, and we mention it again tonight for our young people. Now we come to have the offering for God's work. Singing together, give me the faith which can remove and sink the mountain to a plain. Give me the childlike praying love which longs to build thy house again.
Thank you.
the final verse. I would the precious time redeem. We have been blessed this weekend, listening to all the reports, looking at presentations that have been given to us, and of course the Word of God that has come with freshness and power to our souls. I want to thank the Reverend Brown for coming, speaking at the conference meetings, and soon he will bring the final message of this weekend. We look forward to that. But before he does so, we're going to hear one more time from our sister Noreen, and she's going to set some prayer requests before us. And then the Hebron Youth Choir will bring a final message tonight. And then the preacher will come and bring the challenge. So in that order, I'll go and sit there and view and listen to what takes place. Thank you.
Well, it is good to be back again and to have the opportunity to share with you some prayer requests concerning the work of God in Uganda. Probably after this you'll get peace. You won't have to listen to me again for a while. But it's good to be here and to have that opportunity. I was thinking there are some prayer requests that are very general, and they probably could be applied to every mission field and to every team of missionaries. And maybe some of these are like that. But first of all, I would ask you to pray for the personnel associated with our mission board. And that's everybody from the officials and members of the mission board to the mission board office and Glenda, who works there, to the missionary council and to those missionaries who are on the field. And of course in Uganda, that's the Millers, the Fosters and myself. Pray that God would give us all wisdom to know what his mind is and what he would have us to do and how he would have us to serve him in every situation. Pray that we would have unity, pray that we would have patience, and pray that we would be a good example of the believers to the people around us. And pray that God would bless us with physical, mental, and spiritual health and strength to do the work of God. So pray for the personnel. Then pray for the place. In our case, the place is Uganda. Pray that there would be peace in the land. Pray that there would be political stability. We're still some way off from elections, but they're expected in 2021. And already people are gearing up and things are heating up, as the opposition, of course, would like a change of government. But pray that conditions would prevail in the land that favour the proclamation of the gospel. That's always important on every mission field, that the situation and the circumstances are such that the work of God is not hindered. So that there's peace, that there's political stability, that there's freedom to do the work of God, and pray that there's protection from natural disasters, floods, earthquakes, disease outbreaks, all those things that can come in and that can even force missionaries to have to uproot. Of course, in Uganda, we've been thinking of the outbreak of Ebola just across the border into the Democratic Republic of Congo. And we've been asking you to continue to pray that the Lord would contain that, and that it would be eradicated, and that the disease would not spread to where we are. Pray even right down to the local place where we are, that district of Kalungu, the sub-county of Bukalula, the parish of Chambala, and then the village of Nsalu. Pray that God would bless us there in that location, that he would give us acceptance with the people,
and that God himself would break through in the church and in the school and in the community. Pray that there would be a mighty move of God in this year 2019. Pray for the plans that we have as missionaries and even as a mission board for this new year. I plan to go back on the 21st, God willing. Pray for a safe journey. Pray for those who will follow me soon after to come and visit, our first visitors and encouragers of this new year. Pray for the opening of Hebron House on the 26th, and for the children and the work that is ongoing in that place. Pray for the new school term. We start back in the office on the 28th of January. Parents and children will be coming in, those who are coming back, and those new parents and children who want to join us. And pray that God will give us a lot of wisdom and a lot of grace as we deal with every individual case and try to decide what is best for each family. Pray for the church programs as they get back to normal again with the return of the school and the commencement of the new term, and that includes the evangelism program. Pray that all the regular meetings, the Sunday school, the outreach, that all of those things would know the blessing of God this year. Pray that as we start off, that we would start on a good note, and that there would be a good response from the believers in the church, and that there would be a great evidence of the Lord's presence and the Lord's help. Pray for those things that have to be attended to, like the new vehicle that we need to purchase, and even the processing of the title deed for the new site and the plans for it as we seek the way forward. Pray for the wedding that we hope to have in May. We thought it might have been December, but it was pushed back until May time. So pray for that, that God will undertake and give grace. Pray for these young people who are coming out to invade us, I think they said. And pray that God will really prepare the way and give help in all the planning and preparations and in every detail that is connected with that holiday Bible club. Pray that God will have already marked it out to be a time when he would visit us and bless us, and when he would change young lives, both there in Uganda and both amongst our own young people. Pray for the pastors' conference, and for Pastor Joel and his brethren and the group that he's connected with, as it would take place later in the year, and for our mission board officers as they would come to visit us. So pray for the plans. You know, we can make our plans, but we make them subject to the will of God. We make them subject to the overruling hand of God. We know that God himself plans and goes before and makes it possible and provides all that is needed for what we have planned. And we leave all those things before the Lord. Above all, pray for the people that we work amongst. Pray for them. Pray that salvation would visit them this year. Pray that souls would be saved, young, middle-aged, older people. Pray that this would be the year when they would be born again and they would come into the kingdom of God. Pray that those who know the Lord would grow in grace. Pray that there would be a deepening and a greater understanding of the things of God. Pray that believers in Uganda would get a burden and a vision for their own people, and that they would give themselves to serving them and reaching them with the gospel. You know, as I was thinking of the prayer requests that I would bring, I thought of what Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you." And I thought the best summary I could give is to say what you would pray for your own church. What would you would pray for Hebron, or your own local church, your home church, wherever it is. Pray that for Emmanuel. What you would pray for Ballymoney Independent Christian School. Pray that for Emmanuel Christian School. What you would pray for Northern Ireland. Pray that for Uganda. Pray that the word of God would be glorified, even as it is with you. Thank you again for all your support and all your kindness, even for being here over this weekend. And may the Lord bless you richly.
Song to us. A challenge again, indeed. And may the Lord give us such hearts to be prepared and willing to go anywhere for the Lord, that may be to the other ends of the world, or it may be to the other end of your office or your housing development, to share the gospel with someone to witness for Christ. It's been my delight, genuinely, to be part of this missionary weekend, and I want to thank both your minister and your session for the invitation to be here. It's been, as I say, a delight indeed. We greatly value, I want to say at the end of my time here, we greatly value your minister, his example and his burden and his love for Christ and for the souls of men. I am personally indebted to him, both for his encouragement and leadership over the years. And I say this genuinely before you, I believe the Lord has given you a great man of God. I know he would not want me to say that, but I believe that's the case. And I pray the Lord will continue to bless him here, and I pray that you will be a blessing in the town in which you live, and that God will do yet great things for this congregation, for this town, in the years that lie ahead of us. So thank you again for the privilege of joining with you this missionary weekend. If you would, please take your Bibles and turn with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians and the chapter 4. I want to read from the verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Let's bow together. That's quite a technical passage, I appreciate, but I trust by the end of our few moments together, it will be a great blessing and source of encouragement to us tonight. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to be accepted before Thee in the person of Jesus Christ, that we can come with boldness, with confidence, and Lord, seek Thee. And Lord, we do so just now. Come, Lord, into this meeting. Lord, you have been with us. You have been blessing. Lord, intensify thy presence. And as we open the word of God, we pray that you would speak on to us now. And as we come to a conclusion of this weekend, Lord, it is not a conclusion to our thinking about our missionaries and the Great Commission. No, we pray, Lord, that it will both have already renewed and reinvigorated our interest and our burden for the work of God around the whole of this world, the four corners of this globe. So Lord, do be with us now, tonight. We pray indeed that even at the conclusion of these meetings, you would bring some soul to Christ, and we would even leave rejoicing. Lord, you have worked in such a way that for time and eternity, someone has changed. Be with us now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. On Friday night, we considered the general call for all of us to labour in the Great Commission. Also, the particular call for some to leave and go to witness for the Lord somewhere in the world, such as was the case with Jeremiah. On Saturday, we considered the problems and persecutions that is very real on the mission field and how we should respond by praying, encouraging, and even going. This morning, we considered the brevity of life, the brevity of our time here, and the best use of our time is serving God in this grand plan of reaching the world with the gospel. And then, this evening, the final thought I want to leave with you is simply this. I want to consider the great goal of global missions. What is the great goal of global missions? When I use that term, global missions, it's simply another way of describing the Great Commission. Go you into all the world and preach the gospel. Global mission. That's what it is. And so we know, as we saw the other night, we know it always has been God's plan to take the gospel into all the nations of the world. We know it has always been God's method of taking individuals and sending them to different nations that they might proclaim the gospel. The question tonight is, why? Why does God send men, send women, send missionaries to proclaim this gospel? Well, the text that we read together gives us two reasons. The first one is at the beginning of verse 15. Here is the great goal of global missions, verse 15. For all things are for your sake. It's for your sake. Wherever the gospel is preached, it is for the sake of those who hear. That's an astounding statement. That the gospel would go all around the world for creatures who are rebels to grace and to God. Why did the gospel ever come to the shores of our little island? It spread from Jerusalem into the whole of Judea. It spread then into the likes of Samaria and further afield. And eventually the gospel was spread around the whole world, including our little island. And that all happened for your sake. So that you might hear the gospel and be saved. The great goal of global mission is for you, is for people to come to Christ. The great goal of global mission is to undo the effects of the curse. That's why Christ came. Adam and Eve sinned against God, and the curse fell upon men, and that curse drove in a wedge between God and man. The curse brought death. The curse has ruined us. It has separated us from God. Sin brought about. That's the consequences of it. And what did Christ come to do? Christ came to undo what the curse had done. And that's what the gospel does. Where the gospel is preached, it is an attack upon sin. It's dealing with what the fall has afflicted upon the human race. Men and women, God the Son came to this world which He made. A world where He made the hills, He made the trees. And that same God, God the Son, came, and you know He became a man to live and die for sinners. By His life, what was He doing with His life? Jesus Christ came and He lived a life of perfect righteousness, and He gives that to you and me who turn from our sin and turn to Him. He gives us a life that is pleasing to God, because we never could please God.
And so by his life, he provided a perfect righteousness for us. But not only did he come to live, he came to die. And by his death, what was he doing? He was taking then the punishment that my sin deserves. He was taking my punishment upon the cross. And the question is often asked, how did Christ pay the punishment of my sin? When my sin deserves an eternal hell, how did Christ suffer the equivalent of hell, not just for me, but for everyone who trusts in Christ? How did those few hours, how were they sufficient to deliver me from eternal hell? Well, the answer isn't the time. How long Christ spent on the cross isn't the issue. It's the value of the one who hung upon the cross. If he was there for a few moments, and I say that reverently, the fact is this, it is the value of the one who was sacrificed. For example, if you owe someone a debt, you couldn't pay that debt. But you come to agree with that individual, I'll work for a year. Completely free of charge. I work for a year free of charge to try and repay that debt I owe you. But what if a wealthy businessman came in and he set down a bar of gold and that bar of gold was able to pay your debt? In that instant, your debt is cleared. Why? Because of the value. The value of what was given to pay the debt. And that's what Christ has done for us. The value of God the Son was great. There is no more valuable substance on this earth than the blood and the body of our Savior. And he died that we might be forgiven. This is what the gospel teaches. And this is what the Lord has commissioned us to proclaim. That Christ has lived and he's died. But if you go with me in our text here, just back, if you would, to the verse 13. And the verse 13 says here, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore I have spoken. And that's a quote from the Psalms, Psalm 116, where David said that. And then Paul says it himself, we also believe and therefore speak. We believe in this Christ. We believe in this one who lived and died. And because we believe, therefore we preach it. Therefore we proclaim it. And that's their drive to go into the nations. They believe, therefore they speak. And then go on to verse 14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. And the text of Scripture is making it very clear that Christ lived and Christ died and then Christ rose again. He went into the prison house of death. And when he was in there, he burst open the prison house gates so that all who follow him, they enter into eternal life. And Paul says, we believe this. And like Jeremiah, the truth burned within him. He could not keep silence. He had to speak. He had to tell. And men and women, this is what will drive you to speak to people about the gospel. The sheer fact. And the glory of what Christ has done for you will drive you to tell others. It is just too precious, too good to keep to yourself. We know that this gospel, all of this, Christ coming, Christ living, Christ dying, Christ rising again, all of this was done for your sake. So that you might be saved. As the missionary goes to the far ends of the world, they stand before that nation, that people, and they proclaim the exact same thing. What our sister Noreen said was very wise counsel. Whatever you pray for yourself here, you can pray that for the mission field. It's the exact same with our evangelism. For we do the same kind of work in the sense we are proclaiming this, that Christ has come, he has died, he has risen again. You pray for missionaries that the Lord would open unto them great effectual doors to proclaim the gospel, that hearts and lives would be open to receive the truth, and that the Lord would continue to build his church all around the world. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. And truth being told, right now, you've no interest in getting saved. You come to church. You've been here for a long time, maybe not so long, I don't know. But you really have no desire to trust in this Christ. You, of all the human race, are in the worst condition. Because you may have riches, you may have health, but to sit here even through this weekend or any Sunday or any length of time and hear the gospel preached and what Christ came to do, and to understand to some degree, at least at an intellectual level, you understand that Christ did all of this for your sake, that you might be saved, and yet you do not care. You really are in the worst position of any member in the whole of the human race. Because it's only those who call will be saved. It's only those who will plead with the Lord for salvation will ever enjoy the benefits of salvation. You've heard it over and over again here, I am sure. Do you see all that God has done? Can you see the great lengths to which our God has went to provide salvation for you? Why is that? Because this merciful and loving God knows. He knows what it is to die and end up in hell. He knows what you will endure. He knows the darkness, and he knows the hopelessness of hell forevermore. So God sent his Son into this world to die for sinners. And maybe you're here tonight, and still, at least up till now, you haven't been all that concerned. I would exhort you tonight to let the words of our text there really sink in. God has done all this for your sake, that you might be saved from hell forevermore. You can call upon God tonight, and he hears all those who seek him. Do you remember what the angels sang at Christ's birth? That lovely song, where they said, peace and goodwill toward men. That's God's peace to you, and God's goodwill to you. He was sending his Son for your sake, that you might be saved. So this is the great goal of the gospel. This is the great goal of global missions, to tell the world that Christ has come for your sake. To those who are in darkened paganism, to those who are in darkened Protestantism or whatever the case may be, Christ has come to save. But go back to our text, and it gives us the second, at least for our consideration tonight, the second goal for global mission, verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Global mission, its great goal is to bring glory to God. Because there are nations and there are individuals who right now, they do not give glory to God. They will worship their pagan gods. In foreign lands, they will have their idols, their ideas, or whatever the case may be. But those idols and ideas don't deserve their worship. and they will do nothing for the people who follow them. Buddha does not deserve worship and glory. Muhammad does not deserve worship and glory. God alone deserves worship and glory. And that's the goal of global missions, to bring people to realize that there is one God, and He has made you, and He has sent His Son to save you, and He offers you salvation. Give glory to this merciful God, even though we have sinned against Him, even though we have broken His law time without number, yet He offers to men and women, boys and girls, peace and salvation. I would love tonight, and obviously we can't, but I would love to even outline the great joy of being saved, the great joy of knowing this God, for when this great God enters into you, that's what happens in salvation, you know. God enters in, the Spirit enters in, and what does He bring with Him? Well, all the fruit of the Spirit. He brings love, a love for God, a love for your fellow man. He brings joy. A joy that no one can take away, because you have a home in heaven, you have the Word of God, God is your Father, Christ is your Savior, the Spirit your Comforter. The Spirit of God, when He comes, He brings love, and He brings joy, and He brings peace. You have peace with God, and that's a thrill to the soul. There's much more we could list, and the Beatitudes and the fruit of the Spirit you'll find in the Word of God. The Lord brings all of these things into your heart and changes you. And all you can do, such is the change that God brings to you, all you can do is to give thanks to God. It takes away all pride, all boasting. And we do glorify God. Wherever the gospel is proclaimed, it brings glory to this God. Would you turn with me just for a moment to Romans? Romans chapter 1, because this is the absolute opposite to our text. Romans chapter 1 and the verse 21. And it says here, because, and this is the sad verse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And the following verses go on to deal with many of the sins that follow this kind of lifestyle. That's those who do not glorify God, those who are not thankful. Do you see that in the middle of verse 21? Those who are not thankful to the One who has given us life, I mean physical life, the One who has made all things, given His Son, and yet we remain unthankful. That's the absolute opposite to the goal of global mission. That's sin in the world, and what sin does, and it ruins, and it will ruin you tonight. And it takes away the joy of knowing God and living with God in eternity hereafter. As far as our text goes tonight in Corinthians there, these are the two great goals of global evangelization. It is for the good of men and for the glory of God. And whether at home or abroad, endeavor to do what you can for the good of your fellow men, their ultimate good, which is salvation, and do and endeavor to do whatever you can for the glory of your God. And is that not the summary of God's law? That we ought to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. May the Lord help you tonight to do just that. And that God would use you to save souls. And that maybe tonight you have sat through many a meeting in this church. Oh, that tonight you would be concerned about your own need. You would be overwhelmed that God would do all of this so that you might have a way to heaven and to home. Every night I have closed by asking the Reverend Park to come and pray, but tonight I would like to, if our brother would permit me, to pray with you and commend you as a church to Christ. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will continue to use you in your work of advancing global missions, both at home and afar. Let's pray. Our Lord and our God, we are, Lord, touched tonight by your word, that all of this was done for our sake. Paul went to Corinth and other places preaching the gospel for the sake of his hearers, that they might be saved. And Lord, we pray for ourselves that you would give us that heart to go around wherever we may be, our homes, or cities, or towns, or countries, or continents, this world, and proclaim the lovely gospel that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Lord, can I ask your particular blessing upon this work in Ballymoney? We thank you, Lord, for the friendship of so many and the support of so many and the minister and session committee here. And I ask of thee, O Lord, that you would double their blessing in the coming years. Lord, if it is your plan to bless a little, O God, bless much, we pray. And Lord, be with them. May the children of God grow in grace. And may, Lord, those who are yet outside the family of God, may they come in and be saved. We rejoice in that great text in John where you spoke, Lord, and you said there are those who are not yet of the fold. Lord, bring them in, and may you see of the travail of your soul as you save souls in Ballymoney. Lord, there are children in this church, we know. There are loved ones who are not here. Loved ones, Lord, who are out in the world, and we pray you would bring them in soon. And may, Lord, the Reverend Park, and Lord, may the session and committee, may each member and friend of this congregation, Lord, rejoice soon in the coming months and years as they see answers to their prayers, as they are lifted always higher to the glory of God. Lord, we pray that thou wilt pour out a particular blessing upon this work. We think, Lord, and our sister Noreen as well, as this is the weekend where she is being sent forth again. Lord, we pray for her. Be with her. Give her traveling mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your gifts and blessing you have placed upon her. And Lord, as she prepares to return to the field of service where you have placed her, O God, encourage her. And we pray, Lord, for the saints here in her home church, that they will be busy encouraging her. But Lord, make her a winner of souls. And may that work, may that Emmanuel school know that amongst them there is a woman of God. And Lord, work through her, we pray. So make the work here a channel of blessing. Make our sister a channel of blessing over in Uganda. Thank you for this weekend. And be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Reverend Park, thank you for listening to us each night, and may God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Brown, for coming this weekend. Thank you for the word, for the challenge, for the encouragement, for the kind words that you've expressed to the congregation here. And we trust that the Lord will bless you in your labours for him in Larne and further afield, and in the work of the Youth Council and on the Mission Board where you now serve. We come to the closing hymn. We're going to sing just the first two verses, and I feel there's an application here even in the song that we sing. First of all, to those who are not saved, the one thing that you need to do is to come to Christ, come to the cross, I am coming to the cross. May that be your desire of heart, your prayer of soul. I am poor and weak and blind. I am counting all but dross. I shall full salvation find. I am trusting, Lord, in thee, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Humbly at thy cross I bow. Save me, Jesus, save me now. That's the kind of a prayer that you need to make, something along those lines, as you cry to the Lord for his salvation. And then for all of us, newly saved, long time saved, here I give my all to thee. Friends and time and earthly store, soul and body thine to be, wholly thine forevermore. May that be our cry of consecration to God at the end of this missionary weekend. So we're going to stand and sing together these two verses during the singing of verse 2 of the elders, and our sister Noreen can join us in the pulpit for prayer. That would be appreciated.
Let's stand and sing.
Session here in a loving, solemn way sends her forth again for the new term. In the will of God, she'll be not coming back for deputation at least for 3 to 4 years. So we want to commend her to God's grace and the work that the Lord has called her to. So we're going to bow together in prayer, and we'll ask our session to remember just briefly each man can commit her to the Lord. Thank you.
God, our loving and eternal Heavenly Father, we just want to return thee thanks for your goodness to us over these this missionary weekend. We just thank you for thy word that's went forth. Just thank you for the challenge that has been to each one of us. And we pray that there will be lasting results. We pray you'll even be pleased even to draw even young people even out after thyself, even to go forth even to the mission field. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that we just leave all these issues with thee. We just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to work, Lord, after the missionary weekend is finished. And Lord, we just come tonight. We want to thank you for our sister Noreen. We just thank you for the day you saved her. We just thank you for the time she spent amongst us here, even in the Christian school. We just thank you for her time in Kenya and now in Uganda. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you will go with her. We just thank you that she has praised thee over and over again. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to be with her. We just pray, as Shelley has already said, that we just pray for the same for Uganda as we pray here for Ballymoney, both for Ballymoney as a town, for the people, for our young people, for our elderly, for all those, the, the issues are just much the same. The people in Uganda, they just need the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. Thy people needs to be encouraged in the Lord. The young people in the school needs thy salvation. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to work there. Bless her, take her over in safety whenever she heads over again, and bless her. And just pray, Lord, we'll hear news very early of the way you've been working even there in that land. These things we pray in the Saviour's name.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow humbly in thy presence this evening, and we give thee thanks for our sister Noreen. We thank thee, Lord, for the day that thou didst show her need of a Saviour and draw her savingly unto thee. We thank thee, Lord, for the day when thou didst call her into full-time service to serve thee. And, O Lord, we just pray now that as she returns to the land where thou hast called her to serve thee, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless her. We thank thee for how thou hast blessed her in the past. But, O Lord, we would ask, even as Elisha did ask all those years ago, for that double portion. O Lord, we pray that thou would give her a double portion of blessing, even as she returns this time to Uganda. Lord, we pray for Noreen, and we ask for Noreen. We pray also for the Millers and for the Fosters. And O Lord, we pray for the whole mission team, that thou would bless them and they may have the joy of seeing the work there in Uganda prosper and many precious souls, many boys and girls brought unto thee. So bless Noreen. Give her travelling mercies as she travels, for we ask it for thy name's sake. Amen.
Father in heaven, as we continue on before thee, we thank thee for the movement of God upon our sister's life in bygone days. Thank thee for the day and for the hour when she was engrafted into the true vine and made an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. We thank thee, Lord, for the call of God upon her life, and how we rejoice that thou didst call her forth to the school here, and then to Kenya, and then opened an effectual door of opportunity in Uganda. Lord, how we bless thee and thank thee for her willingness throughout to go. We thank thee for her faithfulness to remain in the center of the will and the plan and the purpose of God. We rejoice that she's been an ambassador for the cause of Christ. And Lord, thou dost know, as she returns now to the field, all those mountaintop experiences that she will encounter over these next few years and all those deep valleys, perhaps, that she will be plunged into. And so we pray that thou will go before her. We pray, Lord, that thou will prepare the way and protect her and bless her with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Grant that we as a congregation may continue to hold the ropes. Lord, we just ask that she might be a blessing to the visible church, that we might hear reports of those coming to a saving knowledge and into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ through the ministry of our sister. So bless the work in Uganda, we pray. Give her journeying mercies and grant that thou wilt undertake, for we ask in the Saviour's precious and worthy name. Amen.
Our loving Father, we thank thee for these moments that we have spent in the house of God. We thank thee for this weekend that thou was given to us again, another opportunity to see the great need that is around the world. And we thank thee, Lord, that from this congregation thou hast called thy dear child to fulfill that great commission to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. We do thank thee for the grace of God in the life of our sister Noreen. We pray, loving Father, that thou wilt come afresh upon thy child and fill her with the power of God the Holy Spirit. And as, Lord, soon she will take leave of us to return to the land of her calling, we pray, Lord, that she will be very conscious that in Hebron there's a fellowship that continues to remember at the throne of grace and prayer. We pray, Lord, that thy peace will continue to abide with thy servant, and may she be very conscious every day of the nearness of her Saviour. And as she labours for thee, we pray, loving Father, that thou wilt take her and use her again in the work of God for the good of the people of Uganda and for the glory of thy great name. We remember her dear mother. We pray that thou wilt continue to bless her and the family. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt surround them with thy love. And we pray, Lord, that they will know the peace of God to be their portion, and that they will share in the joy of the labours of our sister Noreen. So, Lord, may thy peace be upon thy child. May thy presence be her portion, and may she know the power of God in her life. We pray in the Saviour's name. Amen.
Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee, Lord, that we can come to thee in prayer. We thank thee, Lord, for our sister Noreen. We thank thee, Lord, for ever putting it into her heart even to go to the land of Kenya and now to the land of Uganda. We thank you for her. We thank you, Lord, for the day and hour you saved her. You washed her in the precious blood of the Lamb. And, O Lord, as she goes out again, we just pray you'll go with her. We pray, Lord, for even we boys and girls in the school there. We thank you for, Lord, the privilege as even for her to bring the gospel to those boys and girls. We pray, Lord, that you will pour thy Holy Spirit upon her. O Lord, that you will fill her with thy Spirit. Go with her, Lord. Prepare the way. We pray, Lord, that you'll even give her the needed wisdom that she will require, Lord, in different situations. We pray for the work in general in Uganda. We pray for the Fosters, and we pray for, Lord, the Millers. Lord, we just pray you'll bless that whole work. Continue thy hand upon it, and bless our sister. We thank you for her. We just pray now as she goes that, Lord, you'll go with her. Lord, guide her and keep thy protecting hand upon her. For it's in thy name we ask it. Amen.
And now, O gracious God, we commit our dear sister into your care. May the grace and the mercy and the love of God be upon her and with her. We pray that thou wilt travel to Uganda with your servant. Prepare the way, and as she seeks to champion the cause of Christ and his kingdom, especially among the children of Emmanuel, we pray again that her way will be made successful in the gospel, and that as a result many will meet her at the right hand of the Father in glory, having come to trust Christ under her ministry. Remember the godly McShane when he said, if one soul from Anwith meets me at God's right hand, my heaven will be two heavens in Emmanuel's land. O God, we pray that you'll multiply such heavens to our sister that many of these children will meet her there. Accept of her thanks for the weekend and for the preaching of your word, for all the challenges and the reports. Help us to remember these things. Help us to pray now in the coming weeks and months for missionary work. Help us, Lord, to have that vision that God wants us to have. And we pray that your word will live on. Remember the Reverend Brown too. Oh, Lord, bless him and fill him with the Holy Ghost. Accept our thanks for the food. Bless it to our bodies. Take us home safely. In Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody say it.
Amen.
That was a very poor everybody. He's all standing sleeping. And everybody said,
Amen.
My sister wanted to go to the door to shake you.